Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, everybody. This is She Soul. Welcome to Speaking Volumes. I know it's been a while. It's been a minute since the show has been on, but we're back. And we have two very special guests with us tonight. We have Michelle Mitchell, and we have Nasuni, not your ordinary poet on the line with us also. What's going on, guys?
Chilling.
How are you tonight?
I thought I wasn't going to be here today. You know, no psych, let me stop.
How can we not? Talk about this thing? Why is firecrackers go off around 9 o'clock around my house? And, like, I started trembling. I'm like, oh, no. No.
Oh, my God. Listen, yeah, everybody thought the world was going to end today. So today's May 23rd. So, yeah. So we're happy that we're all here.
You know, got the deed to your house.
I'm
not
going to
need it. I'm just saying.
Listen, it's 11 o'clock. We're still here. We're happy to still be here.
Yeah,
thankfully, it's
not
just today because I know a lot of us ain't ready to be judged. I know I'm not. So we're happy for that. All right, we're going to get right into it because we don't have much time, guys. Usually we have the one-hour shows, but due to Blog Talk Radio deciding that they wanted to make more of a profit because more people were getting shows, they cut down our time. So today's show is only a 30-minute show. I'm going to see if I can try to get them extended for a longer period in the future. I might have to make the show later. But for that reason, I want to jump right into it. I don't want to waste any time. I want you guys to experience the full effect of these sisters right here. Nasuni, I want her to give just a brief bio of what she does, and then I want Michelle to give a brief bio of what she does, and then I'm going to let them do what they do. So,
okay, cool.
Nasuni?
I'm a spoken word poet, but I'm also a visual artist, advocate against domestic violence. I'm a membership coordinator with the Artists United, and I'm a member with the staff on RAW. I wear many hats, you know. I'm a writer. You know, I'm starting to get back into a little acting, so, you know, I be dibbing and dabbing, and I do some promotion.
Yes, and I read that you were the lead character in the Color Girls poem.
Oh, yeah, back in the day, yeah. That was hot. I traveled around a little bit. We didn't do any shows here up north. Everything was done down south, which was cool. And, you know, I never had anyone ask me for my autograph before, so that was cool. That was cool. And I did a couple Burger King commercials, so that was cool,
okay,
too.
And Ms. Nasuni, what do you have coming up?
Oh, wow.
You
I got
a couple of events.
Yeah, we got a few events coming up. Just had one. Getting ready to do 4th Friday's Artistic Expression. This time for this month, we're going to be at the Rotunda. We're going to have a live band. Hopefully, my Kunga player will be there. And we're going to have it's going to be live. We're going to have some vendors, you know, selling their products and some good soul food. And we're just going to jam and have a good time. Then the next one after that is the 24th of June. And then I have Muslim Women of Spoken Word. I will be hosting that July 24th at the First District Plaza, 3801 Market Street here in Philly. And then I'll be hosting the entertainment at the Islamic Festival this year again for the second year. That's June 11th down at Penn's Landing. And got some other stuff coming up after that. And in August and September, and I'm just flowing throughout this whole year.
That's what's up. I hope you guys have your pen and paper set up so that you can write down all that information. If not, you can always listen to the rebroadcast, and I'll be sure to share any links that I have on my page, on my Facebook page. So if you're a friend of mine, you can go ahead and check it out there. If not, you can request me at www.facebook.com/shesoulpoet. So now we're going to let Michelle get into a little bit about herself.
I'm a woman who is a, I am also a spoken word artist, and that's all I do, apparently. I get a kick out of it because all, like, the artists I know wear different hats and do different things, but I just write. I wish I could do something else. I kind of want to throw paint up against the wall and something and see how it works out. But right now, I'm just heavy concentrating on the writing. I've been in the area, performing at different venues and things of that nature. Mainly now, I'm just concentrating on changing my writing and making it more uplifting, more healing, and concentrating on issues that aren't quite spoken about, because poetry has become quite a source of entertainment and not a source of education anymore. And I think we need to get back to that as poets, as prophets. We need to start spreading, the word around, and uplifting folks. I work three jobs. I'm an English professor. And as far as things that are going on, I'm not doing anything. Really, I'm taking a hiatus, so to speak. I'm concentrating on my fiction. I've got a master's in creative writing, so my specialty was poetry, but I also dabble in some fiction. So me and my daughter actually are working on a fictional book together it's going to be called Bodies. And I can't give too much of it away because a lot of the details aren't being worked out yet, but I think I might start posting a little chapter by chapter on Facebook just to get a feel to see if you guys are interested. And that's mainly what I'll be doing throughout the summer is getting my fiction in order, looking for different genres.
Yay. Okay, that's what's up.
And are you going to mention that you're a professor?
Yes, I am an English professor at Camden County College and Atlantic Cape Community College. I teach English Comp 1 and English Comp 2 classes, and one of my pedagogies is to bridge unfamiliar territory with familiar territory to make it more interesting. My comp classes, English within itself is a difficult enough subject without being like thrown into essays that don't interest you. So I try to make many references to pop culture and everyday life and everyday experiences. So my students all have an easier time structuring the essays that they need to pass their classes. So it's an enjoyable experience for me.
Okay. All right. So there you have it. That's the bio of my two sisters here. If anybody wants to reach them, they're both on Facebook. And Michelle, you could just go ahead, Michelle, you give your Facebook information, and then that's when you give your...
You know what's really, really funny? I don't know it. I don't know what the link is, and my internet is down, but you can find me on She Soul's page. You can.
Michelle,
link up with me from there. I enjoy new friends. I enjoy people speaking to me. So by all means, if I knew the link, I would give the link, but you can link up through her at any time.
Yes. Same thing with Nasuni. You can link up through me too. What I'll do is I'll try to post the link on the Blog Talk Radio page for those of you that are listening online. All right, so I'm going to give the floor to you guys. Let me see something here. It's 11:08, so I'm going to go ahead and let you guys just put it. I don't know how you want to do it. If you want to go first, Michelle, and then let Nasuni know, or you want to go back and forth, or whatever. Like,
you
want to
do rock, paper, scissors?
You guys are on. Huh?
Do you want to do virtual rock, paper, scissors? Do you want to go first?
I'm excited to have you guys on, and I'm excited for people to hear what I already know that you guys can do. So, like, however you want to do it, take over.
Michelle?
All right, I'll go. All right, the first one I'm going to do, and ironically enough, I want Nasuni on this piece. I haven't recorded it yet in the studio. I'm currently working on my first CD, which has been in the works for about over a year, but through technical difficulties, it's been put on hold. But I want to get a couple female poets on this piece. It's rather lengthy, but it's called We, and I'll start it now. With full mouths, we kiss the dawn, tasting tangelo juice on our lips. Our hips don flowing fabric the color of carnival lights in the summer sky, where our irises mate with unnamed constellations. We cut glances as swift as our minds change, claiming addendums to our chromosomal predispositions. We are women. We are poets. On bended knees, on dusty carpets of local libraries, we pay homage, not play a hate, flipping through the pages of our predecessors, whose poetic patterns prompted and promoted promises and praise. We raise up palms outstretched, offering up rhyme and reason to the author of time and season. We are women. We are poets. Poets because only in our own twisted imaginations, with the volume on the radio at full blast and the windows rolled up, do we sound like Shaka, Erica, Tina, and Jill. Poets because men who have said they've loved us have forked tongues. So in refutation and frustration, we bit them off so we can speak three times more eloquently. We are women. We are poets. Unmuting the voices of the addicted and abused, battered and bruised. Our exhales give broken spirits second chances. Romance is never dead as long as a woman has her five senses and something to scribe on. Give us a tune to vibe on and we'll ride on. We'll ride on harmonies like mermaids on waves until Poseidon at the conclusion of our phrases is enthralled at what we said. We are women. We are poets. Poets because nothing is more selective or suggestive as what we choose to do with our mouths. Poets because we can sift out unsuitable suitors who have no idea what we are speaking about. We are women. We are poets. Making lyrics so gritty, blind musicians close their eyes to feel the sincerity of our syllables between their fingers. We cause scents to linger, mouths to water, natures to rise, thighs to part, thrusting life into minuscule moments, making them monumental. We are women. We are poets. We are Solomon's songs. We are the voices of the wronged. We write for our rights nightly, pray daily, no and, ifs, or maybes. We are mothers, daughters, wives, lovers, sisters, teachers, preachers, we reach the masses with our stanzas. We are women. We are poets. We don't walk to a beat of a different drum. We samba to it. Take problems by their throat, never choke but push through it. Revise it so it fits our creator's plan. Not damned if we don't, because we do. Sirens of truth, trumpets of justice, saxes of sex, percussion of purpose, together united, we are all that jazz and then some. We are verbal paintings with brushstrokes of neon on our spines. We are the prophets of our time. We serenade dusk into evening. With full mouths, we kiss awake dawn. We are women. We are poets. We are strong.
Ashe. That was hot. That's my girl.
Thank you.
That's my dog. That's my girl.
Hey, you're it.
I'm gonna go. You're not gonna do another beast.
Yeah, we're gonna
yeah,
chat. We're
gonna
round robin.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Thought about you on my way to work today. Sounds of hip-hop thumping through speakers of Beamers and SUVs cruising down Market Street, hypnotizing little girls as they dance to the rhythm, swaying underage hips past grown men standing on corners licking lips, lusting after young naive, easily persuaded minds jiggling in mini skirts and tight, low-cut jeans, some around 11, no older than 13. Thought about you on my way to work today. Sounds of crying babies echoing through thick, polluted air, failing to capture the attention of gossiping mothers too busy worrying about yesterday's news and tomorrow's blues. Not focusing on their child in need, struggling to breathe through the stench of tobacco and weed, blackening little lungs, suppressing the growth of undeveloped minds. Makes you wonder, where are the fathers? Where are the fathers of these precious souls? Where are the fathers who are needed to help nurture and guide them away from a life of uncertainties, lies, and confusion? Where are the fathers? Thought about you on my way to work today. Young boys grinding on street corners, growing up too fast, headed for a life of self-destruction if they continue on this deadly path. Again, I ask, where are the fathers? Closing watery eyes, praying our conversations about life stays embedded in your growing mind, stored away like a precious jewel waiting for a rainy day. Hoping periodically you look into the depths of your soul and find a sprouting seed blossoming into a beautiful flower, letting the course of life naturally, slowly change you. Today, Mommy thought about you on the way to work. Tears of love, joy, pain flowed down my face, knowing all I can do is rely on faith and years of experience to mold you into a beautiful, educated, God-fearing individual, but never forgetting the innocence of an inquisitive child buried beneath the body of a developing young woman. Ashe.
Wow.
Awesome.
Well, I'm at the fence.
I don't know what I'm gonna do right now. I usually have open mic with this show, but I'm thinking that we're not gonna have an open mic tonight, guys. I think I'm just gonna let them continue.
Oh no!
I think I'm gonna let them continue because it's gonna be too short. I'm gonna let you guys continue on, and we'll have open mic next week. I think that you guys should hear them speak instead of us having the open mic. Because these sisters are very talented again, and the fact that they even took out time to be on this show, I definitely want to give them the proper respect and allow them to do as many poems as they want to. So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know I'm not going to do an open mic tonight. So if you want to stay on and listen to the sisters, please do. All right, go ahead, Michelle.
Okay, and this piece is for the people you can't find words for because they don't do them justice, and it's called Evident. The last breath of the moonset whispered psalms into your soul, so you woke in peace, paling sunrises with your glow. Dawn named you king because royalty was manifested at the moment of your conception, making your heart as pure as the gasp of joy from an angel. A sacrament was reborn the day you embraced love, as if you were baptized, if you baptized it in southern streams while quoting the songs of Solomon, as a choir of lilies hummed hymns of praise while willow trees wept. Rainbows are Mother Nature's way of smiling at your existence. Blessed I became because you chose me to share in your majesty and deem me your equal, so others will still believe in magic while condemning mere illusion. I am inspired to scribe poems from the sensation of your caress, yet metaphors fall short in encapsulating the elation. You transform me into liquid light, pour me over every inch of your skin, then sit slowly until we shine brighter than the harvest sun. The earth exhales when we climax. Breezes are beckoned by the muses as the night sky sighs in lavender. Loving you is as spiritual as it is natural.
Oh.
Tag, you're it.
I gotta be fine.
Okay.
I gotta be free. Free from polluted minds focusing on what I'm doing, when, where, and with whom I may be doing it with. these known and unknown forces, tribe, can't touch, change, or destroy except for Allah's decree, what was meant to be. Destiny, faith, family, friends, freedom from negative minds, negative attitudes, negative energy. You see, choices, experiences in life taught me to fall back. Evaluating self, exhaling tainted, discolored air, attempting suffocation on a once bewildered soul now free. Appreciating fresh, recycled air flowing through clean lungs, comfortably free. Appreciating workable limbs able to rest in bed without invasion from outside sources, free. Appreciating indulging in assortment of foods unthinkable, unreachable to third world souls not able to feed dying, hungry children. Put clothes on hot, shivering bodies, shoes on battered, bleeding feet, money in seamless pockets, free. Appreciating walking outdoors whenever, wherever, without a gun to my face because of religion or race now. If that is not a form of freedom, then someone needs to show or explain to me, because this mind can't imagine anything sweeter. This mind can't imagine anything sweeter than being free. Like the birds flying high in the midst of billowy clouds, free. Escaping polluted minds that should, could, need to be free like me. All they have to do is submit. Ashe. Tag your it.
Oh. One more?
Yeah, we got 8 minutes. Oh, one more.
Okay. Parent advisory for this next piece. When mommy left daddy, daddy left baby without fatherly affection. No more tummy rubs for tummy aches. No more milkshakes and gummy bears when mommy wasn't aware or around. Baby's love lost. Adolescence found. 13 braces off 14, the breast sprouted, but baby girl doubted her brightness even in the rightness of her smile. While going to the store for gummy bears, she didn't see the stare of the candy man chicken hawk stalking her stockings, which had a run, 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 rip, rip, unzip, gummy bears go good with bubblegum ice cream. And she screams at 14 because baby's body's not ready for the good and plenty man of 20, and the candy man can get his pixie stick licked upon demand. Damn. Now daddy's baby is sipping different milkshakes, sucking dick to keep from getting her ass kicked. And baby got good at that shit so she could get it over with, and she could not spit with a split lip, so that's how daddy's baby learned how to swallow. Baby's heart is hollow, prays for tomorrow not to come, for the candy man not to bring her pixie sticks. And baby lights splits and sips liquor so candy man won't feel it when he sticks her, then kicks her. No more gummy bears and milkshakes. She can't stand the taste of milkshakes while she waits for her visitor, but it's late. Daddy, your baby's having a baby, click. Candyman can't be found. Seems like he closed up shop and brought his lollipops to another neighborhood. And mommy, I know I haven't been good, but if you get this letter, please write me back. Aches. Rubs her belly for her belly aches as she cries and swears that baby's baby never know the absence of milkshakes and gummy bears.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. All right. We got 5 minutes left on the show.
I got time.
And I just want to say, you want to do one more, Nathana?
It's a short one.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I call this my healing piece. and anyone who's been in domestic violence or any other type of struggles they've been going through, that, you know, it's like a constant healing process. So this is my healing piece, and I dedicate it to not just the women, but to the men as well. As I rhythmically recite past pain branded in places I dare not forget, leaving behind unhealed scars brewed in hatred, simmered with visions of murder, sprinkled with thoughts of suicide from early childhood through mid-adulthood, struggling to be free mentally, emotionally, spiritually, always searching in darkness for tranquility until one day, realizing every heartache, every tear and pain, every pain caused me to grow further and continue my growth. As I painfully reflect on moments branded in places I dare not forget, forgiving those who caused these early, oh my God, I just messed that one up. I got to do that over next time. I'm going to let that one go.
You wouldn't even know you messed up. You
like,
just kept
going.
God.
Oh, okay. I'm going to hit you with a haiku. Is it like this? Look deep inside the eyes of history and find the path to your soul. Thank you. I can't believe I took that one up.
All right, we got 3 minutes left in the show. I'm going to take these 3 minutes to thank my guests for coming on and shutting it down. I appreciate both of you so much, and you know that I am a huge fan of both of you. All of the listeners that are on right now, please follow these sisters. They're beautiful, beautiful women, and they're very, very talented. So make sure you look out for Michelle's CD, and be sure to show up to some of Natsumi's events. Four Fridays is what, next week?
Yeah,
next
May
week 27th. Is Four Fridays.
And
May 27th at the Rotunda in Philadelphia. Because I don't know, so everybody's calling from different areas. So this is in Philly. And then also we have the IPTIC coming up. That's June.
June 11th.
June 11th is the IPTIC.
Right.
And then July 24th, they're having the Muslim Women of Spoken Word.
Yeah.
Also. So there's a lot of things going on, guys. So make sure that, you know, you get in and get out and see what's going on. It's a lot of good poets out there, too, a lot of different artists and things like that. And
support the artists.
Again, yeah, support the artists. And I want to thank you guys again for coming on. I appreciate you. I know that it's late. And I'm sorry that the show wasn't longer. I'm working on that. Definitely come out with the mic.
No.
Huh?
It was cool. We appreciate what you do. It's like, you know, you don't have to do it.
I appreciate what you do. Yes, I feel bad for my open micers, though, because I usually have, you know, the slot for them. But, you know, next week I'll have a slot for you guys. Next week the show is actually going to be on at a different time. It's going to be on at 11:30. So make sure that you set your clock for that. And my guest next week will be Najma 53. So looking forward to having her come on and shut it down.
Yes.
So,
she'll be at Four Fridays, May 27th as well. I'm trying to get Michelle on the June 24th show. She just don't know it yet.
Oh, okay.
She will be performing at for Four Fridays next week also. So, yeah, definitely make sure you make it out to that. But we'll have open mic next week. I want to thank everybody again for supporting Speaking Volumes. This is my first time back in a couple of weeks. And, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to Natsumi and Michelle for coming on so late. I know you guys are tired. And I want to send my love to everyone, and have a good night. And thank you guys again for coming on.
Thank you. Love you much.
Thank you. Love you.
Guys. Love you too.
Bye.